Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning theater critic Jaewyn Russick has been to see Venus in Fur at Rep Stage in Columbia. She brings us this review.
Anything can happen on a dark and stormy night. In David Ives' play Venus in Fur, a theatrical audition turns into a fascinating and dangerous battle for power. An actress who calls herself Vanda Jordan comes barreling into an audition. She's hours late and swearing a blue streak about the rain and the subway getting stuck. The director insists auditions are over for the day, but she gets her audition, with him reluctantly reading the opposite part. That's the play's first shift in power. The audition is for a stage adaptation of a 19th-century German erotic novel. The term masochism was coined for its author. At Rep Stage in Columbia, where Venus in Fur is receiving a vigorous hang-on-to-your-seats production, Catherine Kell plays Vanda Jordan with a brash New York accent and an attitude to match. Ilan Zafir plays the director and author of the adaptation, a man who thinks he's in charge.
Venus in Fur.
This is based on an old German novel called Venus in Fur, singular, by Leopold von Sacher Masoch.
I bet you read German. I bet you read it in German.
Yeah, I did, actually. Anyway, the book was a huge scandal in 1870.
Well, sure, basically it's S&M porn.
It's not S&M porn.
Vanda is a lot smarter and more enigmatic than she first appears. She happens, for instance, to have learned the entire, supposedly unavailable script, and she's conveniently brought along a bag of period costumes. Director Joseph W. Rich has cast Catherine Kell against type. In a play that's partly about casting, it's a daring and rewarding choice. Kell's long hair cascades down in curls, framing her pert, sweet face. Her Vanda Jordan looks like innocence itself. But is she? With the play's two actors each portraying a theater artist and a sometimes dominant, sometimes submissive character in the play within the play, power changes hands repeatedly. Rich directs these changes so that some are subtle, and others are as bold as the thunderclaps booming outside the studio window. The action folds back in on itself, keeping you guessing what's real and what's artifice. At one point, when reality seems to overtake the play within the play, even Kell, as the actress, says, "I don't think we're talking about this play anymore." When she's the character in the play within the play, Kell appears more refined, contained. When she's the actress auditioning for the role, her gestures and speech become broader, bigger, looser. But she's always outspoken and captivating.
"You'll never be safe in the hands of a woman, of any woman. Now this part is so sexist, it makes me like scream!"
It's not what's sexist about it.
"You'll never be safe in the hands of a woman?"
"Well, that is from the book."
"I don't care what it's from, it's sexist."
Ilan Zafir is more restrained in both of his roles, though his emotions run a full gamut. As the director, his reaction to Vanda mirrors that of the audience. He's stunned, put off, and drawn to her. And so are we. The power struggles in Venus in Fur take place on multiple levels. Besides the obvious struggle between actress and director, there are struggles between male and female, dominatrix and masochist, and the characters in the play within the play. There may even be a struggle on a mythological level. Playwright Ives leaves that for the audience to decide. It's just one of many intentionally confounding elements. Director Rich and set designer Daniel Ettinger add yet another level. They seat the audience on opposite sides of a runway-style stage. Not only can we see the action on stage, we also have a clear view of the theatergoers across the room. We have been cast in the role of voyeurs. Are the actors performing for their pleasure or ours? Who's in control? Rep Stage's production of Venus in Fur keeps you guessing and savoring each mutable moment.
Maryland Morning Theater critic Jaewyn Russick. Venus in Fur continues at Rep Stage in Columbia through next Sunday.
Servant, don't forsake him. Strong. Kiss.